Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
Is this number 8 of the Fast and the Furious?
It is number 8, and it's the, the first one completely without Paul Walker. It was better than I expected, because by the time a franchise hits number 8, I start to roll my eyes. But interesting new villain, beautiful villain, Charlize Theron. She poses a big threat. She's blackmailing Vin Diesel, and he has to go rogue from the group, and the group just doesn't understand what's going on. Vin's attempting to secure some nuclear codes, et cetera, et cetera. It's as big as any of these films have ever been, and it's as ridiculous as any of these have ever been. But I've grown used to this with the Furious franchise.
Wherever you go, I go. You ride, I ride. Promise?
Promise. Dominic Toretto just turned on us.
I got no choice!
The real Dom is in there somewhere. You love me, and you are not gonna shoot me.
That's the only new one opening at Galaxy, but at the Movie Mill, you've got not one, not two, but three premieres.
Absolutely.
Let's start with the sequel to the 1996 black comedy hit that was Trainspotting.
Yeah, just a little over 20 years ago, we've got the original director, and we've got Ewan McGregor and Robert Carlyle. Most people know him as Rumpelstiltskin on Once Upon a Time, and return back to the seedy underground of the drug scene in Scotland. And as far as sequels go, it hits the mark. And if you're a fan of the cult classic Trainspotting, Trainspotting 2 is probably right up your alley and what you've been waiting for.
A month ago, I suffered a heart attack. They said I could live another 30 years. 3, 4, yeah, that's fine. But 30? What am I meant to do with that?
Choose life.
What does that even mean?
And then the next two are based on true stories. The Zookeeper's Wife.
Oh, just saw this one about 3-4 nights ago. Absolutely fabulous film. I can't say enough about it. Elicited feelings very similar to those of Schindler's List. You've got a husband and wife who are zookeepers of the Warsaw Zoo. It's 1939. Nazi Germany invades. The zoo is all but destroyed. Many of the animals are killed. And most of the Polish people are fleeing, but they decide to stay. They see an opportunity to help the Jewish people who are being herded up and taken away and sent to the ghettos, et cetera, et cetera. They were instrumental in saving over 300 Jewish people. Just a great movie star, Jessica Chastain. This one's 2 thumbs up and would definitely be Oscar material if we were closer to the season. But watch for this one next year when Oscars roll around.
The country's completely overrun. They're forcing Jews out of their homes. They're taking us all to the ghetto.
What have you been up to in your little zoo?
Maybe that's why I love animals so much.
You look in their eyes, and you know exactly what's in their hearts.
And also set close to that time period, late 1940s, United Kingdom.
Yeah, the future king of Botswana, he's a prince, he's studying in England, he marries just a clerk from London, and this just sort of sets off all kinds of waves. Of course, apartheid is big and strong in South Africa, and they don't want to have a white queen and vice versa, and it threatens to destroy both empires, both the British and the African. Just a touching film.
Father will hate him if he's clever and he's black.
I've met the man I want to spend my life with.
In Africa, I am a king.
Your marriage will be the downfall of the British Empire in Africa.
I am ready to serve you because I love my people, but I love my wife.
And long Easter weekend, I'm guessing Midnight at the Mill. What do you got?
Yeah, Sunday night, again, your one price, $11, gets your popcorn and your choice of Get Out, Power Rangers, Life, Goon 2, and John Wick 2. So really something for all tastes.
And all the trailers and showtimes are a click away at country95.fm. That's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill. Thanks, Len, and happy Easter.
Happy Easter, and hope to see you at the movies.